When we think about heartbreak, we often picture someone else causing our pain. But what if the person repeatedly breaking your heart is you? This profound question sits at the core of Megan Roxanne's transformative work. Through her own journey from childhood rejection to adult self-discovery, she reveals how our deepest wounds often come from patterns we ourselves create and therefore have the power to change. The most damaging relationship patterns begin early, sometimes in childhood, becoming so ingrained that we mistake them for personality rather than learned behavior. For Megan, this pattern started at age 4 when her grandfather coldly told her he didn't love her, teaching her that love isn't guaranteed, even from family. Like her resilient single mother Jeanette, she became a people pleaser, fearing that setting boundaries would make people leave. "I would go the extra mile without reciprocation," she writes, creating unsustainable expectations. "By not setting proper boundaries, I passively gave people permission to undervalue me." Perhaps the most insidious way we break our own hearts is through the pursuit of perfection, a standard that, by definition, can never be achieved. Megan's perfectionism began in childhood and intensified through social media comparisons, holding her back as she believed she needed perfection to be worthy of love. "I was performing," she admits, struggling to connect with my true self while trying to be everything everyone wanted. This myth is fundamentally flawed. We measure ourselves against others while neglecting our unique paths. The universe demonstrates the beauty of imperfection through nature, yet we fail to extend this acceptance to ourselves. Viewing life as a rehearsal rather than a performance liberates us from the fear of mistakes. Perfectionism sabotages growth by perpetuating the idea we're not worthy of being ourselves. Embracing authenticity means accepting who we are now while acknowledging our potential to evolve. Many of us break our hearts chasing dreams that aren't truly ours. As a migrant's child, Megan felt obligated to succeed academically out of gratitude for family sacrifices. Despite feeling misplaced from her first day at university, she continued for years trying to meet others' expectations. When she finally confessed to her mother, she received immediate support. Her mother wondered why she hadn't spoken up sooner. This taught Megan that life should flow naturally as we evolve. The aftermath wasn't easy. She faced depression and isolation while feeling directionless before actively working to change her mindset. It's impossible to discover your genuine self while living under someone else's shadow, and suppressing one's true nature is a common deathbed regret. Moving forward requires honesty, courage to stand by our choices, and patience through inevitable mistakes. "I'll never regret staying true to myself," she writes. "Detaching from others' expectations is our only path to self-discovery." What we call our comfort zone often becomes our prison. Megan shares how fear created an invisible barrier preventing her from pursuing dreams. Working in a prison became her turning point, where she discovered her ability to uplift others through encouragement. She observes how people often remain loyal to their sadness rather than confronting necessary changes, identifying fear as the core issue. Fear of leaving comfort zones, embracing personal power, committing to ourselves, facing rejection, or being seen as failures. When comfort zones hold us captive, we limit our experience and plant seeds of self-doubt that make us behave like failures. Megan suggests shifting our relationship with fear by changing how we communicate with ourselves. She challenges the term comfort zone, noting there's nothing comfortable about spaces that leave us unhappy. Standing in pain is no easier than taking steps forward. The traits that frustrate us in others often reflect what we dislike in ourselves, she notes, describing how she'd become irritated at people wasting time while frequently being late herself. When we're consumed with frustration at others, we need to turn inward and ask, who are we really angry at? Healing begins with recognizing how we've broken our own hearts. When Megan's mother turned 60, she finally prioritized herself after decades of allowing family to hurt her. Despite guilt about cutting contact with toxic relatives, she declared, "I'm giving myself back my life and my time." She informed her siblings about stepping back, receiving only a cold LOL from one and silence from others. Yet she remained committed, establishing a routine that allowed her to become unapologetically herself. This transformation showed Megan that prioritizing yourself isn't selfish, but essential self-love. Her first step towards self-love was establishing boundaries, turning off notifications to avoid feeling compelled to respond immediately, and developing a healthier relationship with time. Remember, boundaries protect us from external harm. They're not an attack on others, she explains. When you reclaim your time, people with unlimited access may feel you're stealing from them. So be clear about what's changing and why. True healing requires facing ourselves in genuine solitude. Megan thought she understood being alone until her mother passed away. She realized her solitude was actually filled with escapes through social media, Netflix, or aimless drives. When her mother's cancer returned aggressively in 2020, Megan tried everything: traveling during COVID, spending on natural remedies, private medical experts, and nursing care. Despite these efforts, her mother passed in March 2021, the most traumatic experience of her life. For the first time, Megan was truly alone. She learned that everything we run from still resides within us. Our pain will always follow. We can never escape ourselves and our emotions. We must establish a healthy relationship with ourselves. There's a significant difference between solitude and loneliness. Solitude is intentional, a choice. Loneliness is not. Solitude offers beauty, allowing us to exist without superficial distractions and delve deeper into self-discovery, encouraging true self-awareness over self-importance. Have you ever watched 8 Mile? Megan was struck by the final rap battle where B-Rabbit exposes his vulnerabilities and rough background. Standing unapologetically in his truth, he leaves his opponent with no ammunition. This approach has become central to Megan's life. It's nearly impossible to bring down someone who is fully honest about their flaws. Standing in your truth makes you indestructible. It disarms enemies and leaves you with nothing to hide. By embracing complete honesty and shedding facades, we welcome strength. Megan has been transparent about her failures, darkest moments, and rebuilding process. Our healing has no expiration date. It's a constant process of enduring and growing. Life will always present challenges, and the goal isn't avoiding pain, but developing emotional tools to face trials. Even as we continue to grow, we'll inevitably make new mistakes and face different challenges, which will foster further growth, she writes. In this journey, there's no losing. It's a win-win for everyone, not just ourselves, but also for the people in our lives.